It was 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and still quite early in the morn. I was still fast asleep when I heard a few beeps, thinking, what in the hell was that noise? It was then that my wife, my dear Kimberly, left the bed in search of my phone. I returned to my dream, then woke up as she screamed, I think you've got a text from your bro. La 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 dee da. La 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 dee da. That's how we learned that our Superman, Kal-El McCoy, was born. The text said he's here, pray for strength and health. So we did it for his dad and his mom. Called Grandpa and asked if he'd heard any more. He said it's still wait and see, maybe today if you ask me. I said, Dad, he's already been born. So I hung up the phone, played piano some, for I had me a lesson that day. And it wasn't too long before Ariel called to ask if her new cousin was okay. Oh, la 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 dee dee da. La la dee dee da. Da. My brother, he lives in Columbus, and that is where Kal-El was born. So we hopped in our Jeep, put in a CD, and raced past the miles of corn. As we got closer to the hospital, we made just a few wrong turns. My wife, she was stressed. I looked at the GPS and eventually learned where we were. We went there to see our new Superman, Kal-El Brennan McCoy. We're excited to have us a nephew in a 3-pound bundle of joy. After finding a spot in the parking lot and past no smoking signs being ignored, we picked up some flowers at the top of the hour and made our way to the third floor. Now our nephew was in the NICU, so we couldn't see him that day. We settled for pictures and had a nice dinner, and later we're back on our way. Oh, la 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 dee dee da. La la dee dee da da da. But we can't wait to see our dear Superman, and soon when the timing is right, we'll see him and hold him and love him and dream of a future so bright.